Chapter 15. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel and tell them, When you are come into the land of your habitations which I give to you, and will make an offering by fire to the Lord, a burnt offering or a sacrifice, to accomplish a vow, or as a freewill offering, or in your set feast, to make a sweet savor to the Lord, of the herd or of the flock, then shall he who offers his offering offer to the Lord a meal offering of a tenth part of an ephah of fine flour, mixed with the fourth part of a hin of oil. And wine for the drink offering, the fourth part of a hin, shall you prepare with the burnt offering, or for the sacrifice, for each lamb. Or for a ram, you shall prepare a meal offering, 2/10 parts of an ephah of fine flour, mixed with the third part of a hin of oil. And for the drink offering you shall offer the third part of a hin of wine, of a sweet savor to the Lord. When you prepare a bull for a burnt offering, or for a sacrifice, to accomplish a vow or for peace offerings to the Lord, then shall he offer with the bull a meal offering of 3/10 parts of an ephah of fine flour, mixed with half a hin of oil. And you shall offer for the drink offering 1/2 hin of wine, for an offering made by fire, of a sweet savor to the Lord. Thus shall it be done for each bull, or for each ram, or for each of the he-lambs or of the kids. According to the number that you shall prepare, so shall you do to everyone according to their number. All who are homeborn shall do these things after this manner, in offering an offering made by fire, of a sweet savor to the Lord. If a stranger lives as a foreigner with you, or whoever may be among you throughout your generations, and will offer an offering made by fire, of a sweet savor to the Lord as you do, so shall he do. For the assembly there shall be one statute for you, and for the stranger who lives as a foreigner with you, a statute forever throughout your generations. As you are, so shall the foreigner be before the Lord. One law and one ordinance shall be for you, and for the stranger who lives as a foreigner with you. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel and tell them, When you come into the land where I bring you, then it shall be that when you eat of the bread of the land, you shall offer up a heave offering to the Lord. Of the first of your dough you shall offer up a cake for a heave offering. As the heave offering of the threshing floor, so shall you heave it. Of the first of your dough you shall give to the Lord a heave offering throughout your generations. When you shall err, and not observe all these commandments which the Lord has spoken to Moses, even all that the Lord has commanded you by Moses, from the day that the Lord gave commandment and onward throughout your generations, then it shall be, if it be done unwittingly, without the knowledge of the congregation, that all the congregation shall offer one young bull for a burnt offering, for a sweet savor to the Lord, with the meal offering of it, and the drink offering of it, according to the ordinance, and one male goat for a sin offering. The priest shall make atonement for all the congregation of the children of Israel, and they shall be forgiven, for it was an error. And they have brought their offering, an offering made by fire to the Lord, and their sin offering before the Lord for their error. And all the congregation of the children of Israel shall be forgiven, and the stranger who lives as a foreigner among them, for in respect of all the people it was done unwittingly. If one person sin unwittingly, then he shall offer a female goat a year old for a sin offering. The priest shall make atonement for the soul who errs, when he sins unwittingly before the Lord, to make atonement for him, and he shall be forgiven. You shall have one law for him who does anything unwittingly, for him who is homeborn among the children of Israel, and for the stranger who lives as a foreigner among them. But the soul who does anything with a high hand, whether he is homeborn or a foreigner, the same blasphemes the Lord, and that soul shall be cut off from among his people, because he has despised the word of the Lord, and has broken his commandment. That soul shall be utterly cut off, his iniquity shall be on him. While the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man gathering sticks on the Sabbath day. Those who found him gathering sticks brought him to Moses and Aaron, and to all the congregation. They put him in custody, because it had not been declared what should be done to him. The Lord said to Moses, The man shall surely be put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones outside of the camp. All the congregation brought him outside of the camp, and stoned him to death with stones, as the Lord commanded Moses. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and tell them to make fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put on the fringe of each border a cord of blue. And it shall be to you for a fringe, that you may look on it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them, and that you do not follow after your own heart and your own eyes, after which you used to play the prostitute, that you may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy to your God. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, to be your God. I am the Lord your God.